eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley, and we are going to get you so ready for this weekend's playoffs and then next weekend's playoffs where we're playing for all of it. All of it, all of it, all of it. We have great guests. Oh, my God, the guests today. Ricky Ricardo. Dr. Joel Fish, Jason Kelce at 8 o'clock, Ray Dittinger at 9 o'clock, and a special appearance at 8:30 by Al Morganti.
Al's not here?
No, Al's not here today. You are, Johnson.
Oh.
And also here today is our friend Barrett Brooks. Hi, Barrett.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
And I want everybody to understand, we have a little fun thing going on behind the scenes. I want to get you all involved in this, too. Ava will give you more details on it. But a very controversial list came out of the most handsome Major League Baseball managers. It is with great pride that I can tell you that Rob Thompson is continuing his win streak from the regular season, and he is the second most handsome manager in baseball.
Oh, just like the team, finishing second.
Ten notches ahead of Gabe Kapler.
Wow.
Now, I have already had them assess my own head. I would like to...
No, it's not that at all.
In fact, I believe by 8 o'clock, I'll be doing the remainder of the show with a bag on it. But Johnson's got his head assessed. Barrett's got his head assessed. We want you to take a shot at this, too, because it's really fun. For some people, it'll be, well, our own intern, Kyle Quinn, he's leaving after the show today and going to...
He's not an intern.
All right,
he's
whatever
actually
he is.
A Peyton
he's
Kinney.
Going to a modeling agency. Because he got numbers so high, they almost had to, he almost broke the app. But we'll get to all that later. Barrett is here. Barrett, great to have you here today. We got a lot of football to talk about.
Thank you.
And I want to start with a very, very important issue, really the most important issue, and that is the health of Jalen Hurts. Because, see, this, I am now cynical about the comments being made to me from the head coach, Nick Sirianni, about the level of pain that Jalen Hurts was in when he played a so-so game Sunday in which they beat the Giants and got the bye for the first round. I watched this very closely. Barrett, you played the game. Did it appear he was in pain when he was releasing the football?
I couldn't see anything.
You did not see anything,
no,
right?
No,
you are not a trained diver. We did have a doctor on Monday, and Dr. Schwartz, I believe it was, said he did not appear to show any signs of pain when he was throwing a ball. Now, we don't know if getting hit would have had a bit. They avoided that very smartly. They avoided that. But I'm sitting here now going, all right, I'm trying to do the math here. In 2 weeks, they're playing the game that decides the season. Is he going to be the Jalen Hurts he was the first 14 weeks?
Mm.
Or is he going to be the Jalen Hurts we saw on Sunday? Because I'm going to say this right now. If he's the Hurts from Sunday, they're done. It's over. They will not win. Because Hurts is just okay unless he has the component of running with the football.
Yes.
The RPOs, the plays where they just the quarterback draws, the quarterback sneaks, those are huge elements in his game, which if you're removing that because of the injury, he's not the same quarterback and you're not the same team. You with me on that, Barrett?
Well, it takes from being a top five quarterback to probably being middle of the road, probably around 11.
He's 12. Top five with all his game ready and ready to do it, right?
Absolutely.
So let me start with Nick, because you guys, I talked about this yesterday, Rhea, mm-hmm. but I want people to understand that this has been the narrative from the end of that game on Sunday. That, oh my God, Hurts was dealing with a tremendous amount of pain.
He came out sore, as expected. He came out of that game sore because, you know, it's still healing. We didn't feel like we were putting him at any more risk of getting more injured, but we knew it was going to hurt him like hell, and he knew it was going to hurt him like hell. But that's the kind of player he is. That's the kind of teammate he is.
Hurt him like hell. Let's kind of process that for a second.
That game plan is going to make it hurt a whole lot.
Well, all right, that's the thing. All right, I'm getting it. I just want to go through all the things. So he's hurting like hell, but it didn't appear in any way the throwing was impeded. He could still throw it deep. He could still throw an out pattern. He still had good velocity on the ball. All right? So he was – but he, go back a week. Go back to New Year's Day when they played. It was up in the air whether he was going to play till the day of the game. He was listed as doubtful, but he had worked in a limited role that whole week. If he was that injured for the game he played Sunday, how much pain was he in the week before, and why was he practicing?
Well, they got me. You know, I mean, to me, it was great gamesmanship, not just on the opposing team, but, I mean, the local media. I had no idea that he was as hurt as he was. And, you know, it wasn't until I heard Charles Davis, the crew that did the game, that I figured out, you know, that he was worse than what he was. He had said he hadn't thrown a ball in 2 weeks. I had no idea about that.
He said he was working with the team. What was he doing?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So they get a little more, I guess, you know, the nationwide media gets a little more than what we get as local media.
Well, here's what I did yesterday, because I'm trying to simulate the situation. And my the way I would define hurting like hell, I got a hammer out, and I slammed my thumb.
What?
Right? And it really hurt like hell.
Yeah.
Right? It hurt a lot. In fact, there's still a bruise there. Right?
Yeah.
But no, I did it to my left arm, so it wasn't my throwing up. But the problem is, that to me is hurting like hell.
Yeah.
If I'm hurting like hell, I am not doing what I saw the man do on Sunday. There's no way.
I just don't think you would be that obvious about it leading up to a playoff game, because that just gives the defense a reason to tee off on it.
Gamesmanship?
All right, Rhea, all right, here's the bottom line. Rhea, is this real, or are the Eagles doing some sandbagging here?
If it's real, then Nick Sirianni's made a huge mistake.
Thank you. And now we'll get to that. Because, see, there's two options here. One is he's not that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
The other is the coaches are idiots. All right? There's no third option. All right? I want you to hear Ron Jaworski talking here about whether or not, you know, how hurt Hurts is. And the strategy they employed in that game. Here's yours.
Like 3 weeks ago, I said, no one's touching the Eagles. No one's touching the Eagles. They were playing that good of football. Right now, I'm a little bit concerned. And obviously, Jalen didn't look like Jalen last week either. You know, granted, he was off 2 weeks, but you got to have a healthy quarterback. And clearly to me, he didn't play like he was healthy.
All right.
Hmm.
But the first nine plays were all passes.
Yes.
Now, you have to spend a second here being Shane Steichen or Nick Sirianni, because they're scripting these plays. And you know this guy is going to hurt like hell. Let's put him in the line of fire nine straight times. And then the eighth one, he did get sacked. It was only a yard, and he got down quickly. But nine times, he was facing a pass rush, right? Missing his best lineman, yes. Lane Johnson. And you dialed up nine. Barrett, does that make any sense?
No, especially when you can hand the ball off to a 1,000-yard back with an offensive line that, you know, is one of the best in the league. And you have a right tackle that wasn't your starting right tackle, but he's pretty good at running the ball. He's pretty good at coming off and teeing off on people. I didn't understand it. Your first 15, you script out 9 passing plays. To me, it didn't seem like he was, you know, they were thinking a lot about his health.
But, well, let me play for you Brian Baldy. He was on WIP yesterday. He was talking about Hurts was okay. He wasn't Hurts, not like he was in his prime this season. And then Baldy openly asked the question we're asking right now.
I thought he played fine, considering they weren't going to put him in harm's way, and he wasn't going to put himself in harm's way. Mm-hmm. And he didn't do that. But he still got reps. He still got a little bit of timing. I thought it was still important for him to play. You know, it's still a little mystery why how you would just come out and just throw the ball against a backup Giants defense, you know, like they did. Mm-hmm. Still, I still shake my head sometimes what Nick and Shane are doing on that side of the ball.
Yeah, exactly, Baldy. So, you know what? There's this old saying here. It's, should I believe what you say?
Or
should I believe what you do?
Yeah.
What you said is he was hurting like hell, which is very, very worrisome for the playoffs. What you did was call 9 straight pass plays at a time when he was vulnerable. That is, you got to figure out which of the two is more likely.
Well, if you're going by that, what they say and what they do, what they did in the Chicago Bears game was even more outrageous.
Oh, that right. was really, that was before he was hurt. That yeah, got,
that
him,
got
hurt.
Him hurt.
So what we can now say is, even though we're not positive the level of injury now, they have been reckless for weeks with his health, right?
You know,
there's another thing. If he's that hurt like hell, you still put him out there?
I go back and forth with this because I don't know whether to believe the coach or not when he speaks.
I don't either.
However, after this last game, the Giants game, when Sirianni got this whole about he's hurting, he'd hurt like hell, I wanted to hear what Jalen Hurts had to say. And when his only response was good enough,
yeah,
that spoke to me even more.
That was a sandbag.
Right.
But the one thing with Hurts is he sandbags most
yes.
stuff.
Yes.
You never know what he's really thinking. But he gave you nothing. There's no way anything he said you could measure. How were you on the – I was good enough. And then they re-asked it.
Well, I mean,
he
could have
like
said
a parakeet.
He could have said, "I'm fine."
Good enough.
Right,
chip,
right.
Good enough. Chip. Anyway, that's where I am on this, and it's critical. Listen, if the Eagles, regardless of who the Eagles play, if they got the Hurts from the middle of the season when he was cooking, and he had AJ Brown, and he had even earlier in the year when he had Goddard and Devontae Smith, and all those throws were right on point. If that's the guy I got, you know what? I'm probably going to Super Bowl.
Yes.
If I don't have that guy, could be one and done.
Well,
could be.
I think we're going to have that guy. That's why they're.
You do.
Know, that's
then
why
you don't. Then you don't believe he's that hurt.
No, I don't.
Well, I'm with you, Barrett. I'm in the Barrett camp.
Hmm.
What do you think, Johnson? You're not sure.
No, I think he's hurt.
You do? Rhea, do you think he's seriously hurt?
He better not be. Because if they're saying that he's seriously hurt.
If he didn't throw the ball until 3 days before the matchup against the Giants, that's a huge deal.
How do I know if that's true?
Well, right. I mean,
if they're sandbagging, they're not telling me the truth about that either.
Well, then you got to look at this. Injuries. It's something to be injured and it's something to be hurt. You know, if you're injured, you can't play. If you're hurting, yep, everybody's hurting throughout the season, especially now at the end of the season. Now, is this an injury? Injury meaning it's hurting, but it doesn't have the strength to throw the ball. He looked pretty damn good throwing the ball.
I don't. You know? If he was in that much pain, he would not be able to throw 50 yards out of field.
I don't know.
Come on.
Yep.
Anyway, here's the contest for today. And I got a pair of tickets. This, everybody wants this. To see Pink Summer Carnival Tour at Citizens Bank Park. That's on September 19th, 2023. Second show added on September 19th. Tickets will go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. I got a $50 Visa gift card. I got the new Jason Kelce shirt. If I don't eat breakfast, I am bleeped off. It's a good shirt. I like the shirt. And I got an Eagles NFC East Division Champion hat. You can take anything you want as your number one winner today. And today is Kiss a Ginger Day.
Oh.
National Kiss a Ginger Day. And when I get home, I will employ that because I am married to a redhead and I will kiss my wife.
JJ, you don't have a shot.
Unless she plans it, so she's not
She's
there.
Not home today.
Which is, when she hears what happened with the head leaving. Assessment, she may not be there. But anyway, so what you need today to win a prize is to name a redhead. Name a redhead, male or female. There's a male one. I'm the judge, by the way. And there's a male one that's getting a lot of press right now. I'm not giving you any. Ooh,
oh, okay.
Oh, he got it. Yeah. Right. Anyway, yeah. I'm not saying he's going to win because I kind of have one in my mind that is now my number one. So we'll see how we do it. That Scott's going to kick us off this morning for Barrington. Hi, Scotty.
Brother Angelo, morning crew. Brother B, what's good with you?
What's going on now?
Scotty, what do you think here? Do you think Hurts is that injured?
I don't know what the thing is. It's like a mystery or it's like a puzzle. You're trying to put it together, but it's hard to say because they don't give you nothing, Brother Angelo, morning crew, Brother B.
Give me something. He's telling me he's in excruciating pain.
But like I said, is that true?
Well, we are. He's in so great a pain, we're going to dial up 9 straight passes to start the game.
That killed me right there.
If it's true, then the follow-up question is, Nick, what the hell were you doing with all those passes? And his answer to me, Scott, when I had him on, I asked him exactly this question. Anyway, well, you got to understand, from the beginning of the year, we knew we had a great run game. We decided to emphasize more the pass. Well, that's fine for 16 weeks. Are you still trying to assert you're a passing team in the 17th week with an injured quarterback? Because if you are, that's stupid.
Real stupid. It goes back to what we've all been saying. This analytic people upstairs. I can't famine it. Brother B, since you're there, can I ask you a quick question? How are you? You don't know what team, of course, you're going to play right now. So what do you do when – you know, when you were playing or even now, to, like, prepare, like, what do you, like, try and stay sharp, like, conditioning or whatever to try and stay, you know, shape until you know who you're playing? Like, how do you go about game planning?
Right now, they're going to go out and basically just run their game plan, do what they do best. And they did that during the middle of the season where they were most successful. They would run plays in which they wanted to run. They didn't let the defense dictate what they wanted to do. I think that's what they're going to go in and do. Get down to basics, hone in on what they did best throughout the middle of the season, and then implement that, you know, so it doesn't matter who they play against, their game plan will match up against anybody.
Scott, I need a redhead.
I believe she's a redhead. Chelsea Clinton.
Chelsea Clinton.
Not a redhead, is
Put
she?
It down. Put it down. I don't want to get political. I'm not saying. 215-592. Rhea. What I have learned about women is sometimes they're not a redhead, and sometimes they are. And it varies by their mood.
I know who your number one is.
215. Maybe you do, maybe you don't.
I guarantee I know who it is.
Oh, I definitely have one right now that's at the top. 215-592-9494. When we come back, I'll give you some of the results of this thing and give you a chance to assess how good-looking you are. Yeah, but again, what Scott just said is true. It's all analytics. I don't believe a word of it.
I never liked them. I like them now.
Yeah. After I got my score, I realized I really hate it. All right. We are back here at around 6:23 or so on a Thursday morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am attempting to do at least a portion of this segment with a bag on my head.
Thank you.
And reason I am doing that, Rhea, if you can see here, Rhea, you look across from me in the newsroom all the time. Jeez. Is this an improvement over my overall look?
Correct.
Al has always said that. I mean, I can't do this. It's too hot. It's too hot out of there. Al has always said I would improve myself if I put a bag over my head. The reason I'm asking this, these rankings came out yesterday. This may be the single dumbest thing I've ever seen.
What? What do you mean?
Analytics has so taken over baseball now that they have used a special face analysis app to indicate who is the best-looking manager. They ranked all 30 of the managers. And number one from the New York Mets, Buck Showalter. Now, since their owner has $14 billion, I think he bought Buck Showalter the top spot. Number two is our own Rob Thompson. Now, look, nothing against Rob, right? But I know when I think of male models, he's not the first head that pops into my head. In fact, honestly, I thought Gabe Kapler was a very good-looking man. He's 12th. Gabe Kapler's 12.
That's really 12. Bizarre.
Yeah.
Gabe Kapler is eating the dust of Rob Thompson. All right? So I'm looking down this list. It ranges from 8.65 for Showalter down to Matt Quatraro. He is the homeliest. He is the... He is the manager of the Kansas City Royals, and he's homely by a lot.
No, but
the second worst, Alex Cora, is 5.70.
Yeah.
And Matt Quatraro is 5.13.
He's not a terrible-looking guy.
Well, I have some bad news for Matt. I beat him. Mm-hmm. I did not beat any others. Ava, I ended up 5.69. All right?
Wow.
All right, yeah, you took a lot. We keep taking it.
The first one was 5.5.
Still higher than Matt Quatraro.
I'm just saying.
All right, but here's where it got dicey.
Very dim in
here. So then we said, we need a good-looking guy. So we went to Johnson, right? Look at Johnson. Other than that stupid squirrel he's
Excuse
wearing
me.
On his chin.
Excuse me, would you deliver the score, please?
The hell is that? What did you end up with, Johnson?
An 8.04.
That would put Johnson in the top five. Of all managers in baseball.
Analytics don't lie.
No. You're behind Showalter, Thompson, Torey Lovullo, and David Ross.
Yeah.
All right. Now, listen to this, though. You know who smoked it? Ava Graham. What did you get, Ava?
A 9.6.
9.6.
Ava Graham got the highest score. You're 0.4 away from being perfect.
I think this scale is wrong.
Well, I think since you were the one operating it, I think you might have gotten a benefit there.
Okay, yeah.
But
yeah,
I need Johnson.
Yeah.
I need you to.
Yes.
Kyle Quinn, our assistant here. Yes. Nice young man.
Yeah.
Fine looking man.
That was a good looking guy.
Do you think he's great looking?
Is he great looking?
Do you date supermodels?
Apparently, I could be.
No, I'm asking you if you do.
Well,
do you have a girlfriend?
My girlfriend is very attractive.
Could I see a picture?
No, don't show him a picture.
I would like
what
to see a picture of your girlfriend.
Are you going
to
try and steal her from me? Okay.
No, Kyle, I just want to see if she is up to a 9.1. What was your number?
A 9.1.
9.1.
Yeah.
Barrett Brooks. Is that a good-looking man?
He got the pipes, man. I mean, he could talk to people.
No, that does not assess. Look at his face. Would you date him?
What's up, Barrett?
No.
You and Barrett Brooks would not date you.
I can't date you, Kyle. I'm sorry, man. You're a good dude, man.
Thanks.
All right, Ava, how can people assess their heads?
So it's the Golden Ratio Face app. Golden Ratio Face. Now, it's about the symmetry your face has. That's what it's about.
Yeah, it has to be balanced.
It has to be balanced. You're not balanced.
No, I'm not balanced.
We know that already, though.
If you did from the side, it would say, please get surgery.
Oh, my God. We did attempt it with the bag on his head. It didn't work. So.
It didn't work. It would not assess the bag, but we are feeling it is an improvement. Anyway, do it. Have some fun with it because it really is fun.
It is fun.
And people that you think are good looking are not necessarily going to be that great there.
Exactly.
And people, like if you're kind of average or so, this could give you more confidence.
It's accurate.
And here's what to do. Here's what to do. If your number is low like mine, just say it's a stupid app. And if your number's high like Johnson's, say, wow, finally I'm getting the appreciation I deserve.
Analytics don't lie.
Or even better, when you go and you get the picture at the Golden Face Ratio app, what you'll do, you should save the picture and tweet us at WIP.
I would like to see your head.
We know your scores. We
please,
want your head.
Especially like the people we know call a lot. We don't necessarily even know if you're good looking.
Butch, where's Butch?
Yeah, Butch, he hasn't called a while. All right, Ava Graham, first question of the day. What do we got?
It's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Minor fender bender or major accident, Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. How injured do you think Jalen Hurts is? Very, somewhat, not at all.
I think the correct answer here is somewhat. He's clearly got something, but it's nowhere near what they're saying. Barrett Brooks.
He can't be as bad as they're saying he is because that would just totally, you know.
Somewhat or hardly at all?
I think not even somewhat. In
hardly
that.
At all, he said. John Johnson.
You know, you made the argument about the game plan and all. They should have ran the ball more. They should have did that with Gardner Minshew. So it convinces me that the coaching staff is stuck in their ways regardless of the health status of the quarterback. I'm going to say very.
You know what's great about Johnson? He even found this question as a way to rip the coach.
What's the matter?
Hey, you never.
Where are the lies?
You're relentless, Johnson. Reuse. Which one you got here?
It better be hardly at all.
She's going hardly at all. I love it.
Or the coach is wrong to say it is.
Now I'm starting to think maybe I was too kind saying somewhat. Let's get to the callers right now. Ron's up from Delanco. Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, let me take you off speaker.
Yeah, take me off speaker, Ron. Good
thinking. How you doing this morning?
I was doing fine till this app told me I'm very homely.
Well, I mean, I was in the studio, if you remember, about 2 weeks ago with my lovely wife. And, it's pretty accurate.
Oh! Wow.
Shots fired.
Your wife didn't think so. She was batting her eyes at me like she found me appealing.
She had an eyelash in her eye.
That's probably what it was. Ron, what do you want to say about the Eagle?
Well, you know, on this Hurts thing and – I know Barrett said, Barrett, first of all, great to talk to you.
Huge fan.
I watched that game live, and then I also went back and rewatched it, and I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but a couple of shots that they showed of Hurts, after he threw or after he went down, you could see him wincing in his face. And I don't mean like he was upset with himself in the throw or not the catch not being made. You could see him physically wincing. So I think there's more to it. Yeah. I really do.
Wow. All right. So you, this is why I never would think to go back. You could tell after the throws, not during the throws, not right after, but if you kept watching them, there was obviously an indication of pain.
Yes, absolutely. Wow. I mean, you could see it. I mean, you know, they always have the looks when they miss a throw or, you know, they get sacked and they're not happy. This was a completely different look from Jalen I had never seen before.
All right, but it was a sprained shoulder. It was sprained. It was not ripped. It was just a sprain. How long does that take?
Well, you got to understand, though, there's levels. There's a level one sprain, there's a level two sprain, and then you're also talking, and Barrett can speak to this, you're also talking whether it's an AC sprain or an SC sprain.
Wow. And are you a doctor? How do you know all this?
Because I played basketball my whole life into college, and I've gone through a lot of shoulder pain and surgeries, and this is how
Fair enough. Give me a redhead. Who you got?
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. Oh.
She's blonde, isn't she?
Put her down. Oh. She has done redheads, but she ain't winning nothing with me. I don't like her.
You don't? Never, not, excuse me?
Not at all.
Not a fan.
If she, if I was single,
yeah,
and I met her in a singles bar and she came up to me and offered me a drink, I would find another bar.
Are your eyes all right?
On the line next is Bernadette from Tabernacle. Hi, Bernie.
Hey, Anthony. Morning, team. Barrett and...
Hey, Bernie, how injured is Hurts? What do you think?
I think somewhat.
Somewhat. In the middle of... They're overdoing it, though, so people will think he's very injured, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Barrett, you in your career, my God, you must have had sprains all the time.
Exactly.
How long did they take?
You know, you really can't put an accurate assessment on because everybody's different. The last caller, I did see that once or twice, but it wasn't so much that I would, you know, make like, all right, oh, you know, he's definitely hurting.
Did you ever hurt your shoulder?
Well, my shoulder, I got to get surgery on my shoulder probably within the next 6 months.
All right, but I mean when you were playing, not now.
Yeah, my rookie year. I mean, I got a picture of it of me, you know, with a brace on. It was the Dallas game.
How long did it take to recover?
Probably 3 weeks.
All right, then he should be fine.
Yep, 3 weeks.
It'll be fine.
But he played 13 games before getting it hurt, so he's already sore to begin with.
Right. I don't buy it. Bernadette, give me a great redhead.
The redhead I have, Ange, is Emma Stone.
Emma Stone is exceptional. Now we're getting somewhere. 215-592. I love Emma Stone.
Mm-hmm.
But she is not my – I have others that I like a little more. You know why? She hasn't done much lately.
She's done smaller parts. She hasn't been
the
main star in a lot of.
She was a big star.
She
did that stupid musical with Ryan Gosling, La La Land.
Yeah,
and then they thought they won. They thought they won the Oscar, and then they were up there saying how great it was, and then they said, "Oh, excuse me, you didn't win." this is one of my favorite moments ever. 215-592-9494. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, during my Wednesday of contemplation, I looked at all the factors. And when we return, I will announce who I want the Eagles to play in the second round, the division round, a week from this weekend. I now have determined who I want. 215-592-9494. All right, it's 6:41 right now. I want to warn you all, at 8:30 today, we have booked a special guest. You may recall the name, Al Morganti.
Oh, I was not here.
I work with him now about once a week because my schedule and the hockey schedule, it clashes a lot. But Al is coming on as a call-in guest for one reason alone. Because I got bombarded yesterday by emails because Al had made a statement on this show that yesterday might have been his last Wednesday.
I know. It was blowing my mind because I love working with him on Wednesdays.
And a lot of people said, what's going on with Al? At 8:30 this morning, Al himself will announce whether he has any future at WIP and if so, what it is. You will get clarity on Al Morganti by 8:30 this morning. Plan your day accordingly. All right. Now, when I am off on Wednesdays, Ria, as you know, I do not squander the day. I go into solitude. I sequester myself alone. And I begin to study.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through what was going on. Because this, look, I know the Eagles are not playing this weekend. This is a great weekend for football. Oh, my God.
Yes.
You love football. This is fabulous. You got so much. So let me take you through this so you'll understand. This is like a rooting guide. All right. The game at 4:30 on Saturday is Seahawks at Niners.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that will provide an immediate opponent for the Eagles if somehow the Seahawks beat the Niners. Because the Seahawks are the seventh seed. They will play the top seed. The Seahawks would be here the following weekend. That would be ideal, but it will not happen.
No.
All right, that is not going to happen. Then you get to the next game that would have a direct bearing is 4:30 on Sunday because that's the sixth seed, and that's the Giants and the Vikings. That's 4:30 on Sunday. If the Giants beat the Vikings and the Niners, as expected, beat the Seahawks, the Giants come here. They're the sixth seed. They would be the lowest seed. You would get to see the Giants. If somehow, you know, I think the Vikings are favored by 3.
They are.
So it's pretty much a wash. If the Vikings win, then the whole thing comes down to Monday night because then you got the 4 and 5 seeds going against each other at 8:15 Monday, Cowboys and Buccaneers. I'm going to guess. I'm sure the Niners are going to beat the Seahawks. Something tells me the Vikings will beat the Giants. They got home field. They've been in this spot before. They'll somehow beat the Giants. And then you got to decide, do you want Dak Prescott or do you want Tom Brady? And I will give you my answer in a minute. I need a little more information. I came in this morning, not positive.
Right.
I want to see how it lined up with my experts. So let me give you a couple experts here who talked about it in the course of the day yesterday. I'll start with Ron Jaworski. Here's what Jaworski said.
I'd rather play Dallas because I always just like to beat Dallas. That's my heart, you know. But quite honestly, I don't want to play Tampa. You know, Brady is very, very good.
Right, now, understand Al wants Tampa because
so
he loves Tom Brady, but I don't know. I would like to avoid Brady if I could. Then we get to Mike Quick. And Mike Quick and Rod Jaworski play together for years, and they think alike also.
I think they would have a better chance of beating Tampa Bay for a lot of reasons. I think but I would rather see them play the Cowboys and beat the Cowboys. I just think there's just so much more to playing the Cowboys. There's so much. I mean, this thing is heightened so much. if Dallas is coming to Philadelphia to play.
All right, and finally, and he will be on our show at 9 o'clock today to give us more information on this, Ray Dittiger assessed the Eagles' chances if they play the Cowboys.
I think the Eagles can beat pretty much anybody here. Even though Dallas has had their number, Dallas has won 8 of the last 11 against the Eagles, which is, yeah, I mean, that's pretty significant. But if it comes down to a game, I think the Eagles can beat them. The one team that I look at matchup-wise that I think is a real problem is the 49ers. I mean, they match up really, really well. And you could have a celebration in this city if somebody upset San Francisco somewhere along the line in these next couple weeks. But right now, it looks to me like there's no getting around it. The championship game is going to be San Francisco coming here.
Well, that would be interesting. I am not as sold on San Francisco as other people because I do not recall in the history of the National Football League that a seventh-round rookie draft pick quarterback
Mr. Irrelevant.
Was going to be that great. And he was the last pick in the seventh round, Mr. Irrelevant. I'm sorry,
What round was Brady, and when did he start winning?
Brady was 25 years ago, and he has a track record of 25 years. Brock Purdy has nothing. He even has a weird name.
He was a six-rounder.
He's Purdy. Yeah. What's that?
Brady.
Yeah, he was a six-rounder. Purdy was the last pick in the draft. If somebody hiccuped, he wouldn't have gotten drafted. That's how close he was. But anyway, so I've done all this thinking. And I have now concluded who I want in the divisional round a week from this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, bring on the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, bring them. I have a whole different reason. I'm going to be honest with everybody, and I think I'm speaking for a lot of people in this town. That game on Christmas Eve, Rhea, it ruined my Christmas.
It did. It ruined everybody.
And it ruined my New Year's because then the Eagles stunk in the New Orleans game.
Mm-hmm.
They ruined my holiday and yours. They ruined yours, Barrett Brooks.
No question. I still want to fight because of that game.
Right?
I'm still
that
irritated.
That game is still stuck in my craw.
Yes.
And there's one way to get rid of it. Beat Jerry Jones here next weekend.
Fire the coach. Be Jerry Jones. Fire the coach. And
no. The coach is not getting. Wait a minute. Now you brought that up. Jerry Jones made it clear. He's not firing the coach if he does lose.
Has he ever said anything that he stood by?
No.
Jerry Jones was asked, are you going to fire Mike McCarthy? He was asked this yesterday.
Here's no. I don't even want to. that's it. I don't need to go into all the pluses or minuses, but we're not seeing any. We're not basing. I've got a lot more to evaluate Mike McCarthy on than this playoff game.
All right. Are you here to tell me, Brooks, that Jerry Jones is lying?
Absolutely. In fact, I almost hit the dump button when it came on.
It would not
indicate a change. If he did lie, it would not shock anyone.
Why would you favor the
Cowboys? The Cowboys
over a Tampa Bay team who's below 500.
No. Here's why. Brady versus Gannon. Who you like there?
Brady's finally hit that hill that he's gone over.
Brady faced Gannon last year and ate his lunch for him.
It's a terrible team.
I could see all those receivers wide open. Boom, 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 right down the field. No.
How about the
no
other?
No, Brady.
You're not looking at it from the other side.
And no, Brady.
And I'm looking at this if Jalen Hurts is healthy. Jalen Hurts is a very prideful guy, correct?
Yeah.
All the times, you know, he's passed over for this. You know, he's never going to be this. Do you remember what happened in that Tampa game last year?
They got crushed.
The defensive coaches barking out on the sidelines. We played it. He can't read defenses.
It's true. That was last year.
Yeah.
It's a whole different world now.
Yeah, I think I pointed
out. You know what?
Out.
He was young. It was his second or third game last year. He now knows how to read defense.
No, that was a playoff game where they were saying that.
They didn't play him in the playoffs.
Yeah, they lost to Tampa in the first round.
But they lost to Tampa before that, too, didn't they?
Yeah, but that wasn't where the
defense
yeah,
good. This is a good plan you've got, Rhea.
Man.
We lost to Brady twice in the past year. Let's do it again.
Now,
no, thank you.
Now, you want Dallas under the impression that Hurts' shoulder is fine then, yes?
I've already stated they're overdoing it.
Because if there's anything wrong with it, you don't want to face the Cowboys.
Understand. That's my last game. You think I want to walk out of here after the Cowboys knocked us out of the playoffs?
Dallas sucks.
I'm willing to take the risk because I know the Eagles will win that freaking game. Ha! Let's go to Andy the Troll. Hi, Andy!
Yo, Hans, man, you fired up.
Andy, do you want the Cowboys in the second round?
I don't care who we play. I think regardless who we play, we're going to smoke them. But before I get to Hurts' injury, what's up with you and all the hate on Steichen and Gannon? We're the number one seed. 14 teams made the playoffs. Last time I checked, only two teams were number one seed. Yep. Us and the Chiefs. We got to buy. They got to buy. We only got to win two games and make it to the Super Bowl. And all I hear you bitching and complaining about is Jonathan Gannon and his defensive scheme. How was Jonathan Gannon's defense early in the year before Gardner Johnson got hurt, led the league in sacks, top three in turnovers, under 21 points as a unit? How was the defense then?
Are you prepared? I hope you enjoy my answer. The reason I am so down on these coordinators is it is their misfortune that the games are televised.
How are you down on the coordinators? They're the number one seed.
I watch the games. I watch the games.
What are you
I take
about?
Hundreds of emails. The fans are upset with the way those.
You're wrong, Andy. And you rile people up, okay?
I don't rile anybody up. I am in constant communication with the fan base, and they don't like these guys.
What, Jason from the Dirty 30?
No, Jason from the Dirty 30. We do internet polls where the thousands and thousands, and they get the lowest marks every time. You are not in the loop. I am.
Angelo, you look at our last D coordinators. Gannon's way better than Jim Swart. Gannon's way better than Billy Davis. Like, what are you talking about here? The game
I aim higher. He's not better than Jim Johnson. No one will ever be better than Jim Johnson.
But Jim Johnson days are over. The gangrene defense, the Jim Johnson scheme defenses are over. Teams run more of a base.
All right, hold on.
Defense.
Barrett, you were there when Johnson was there, right?
No. I wasn't there when he was there.
You were not there. Is Andy making any sense to you?
Well, I mean, I will say this.
You're too nice.
When you watch it, the eye test sometimes.
You got to watch the games.
Yeah, the eye test.
When you're watching the games and you're frustrated, when the third string Giants team is going down the field three times with Davis Webb, who never threw a pass in the NFL, and they're threatening your number one position, and you're saying this is fine, your head is in the toilet.
You got to look at the mentality of a player in that game.
Oh,
they're playing the JV team. All the team had to do was get a win.
Well,
you
that's bad coaching.
All in to go against the JV.
That's bad coaching.
Job,
if you look,
the
Andy, if you're looking at your opponent as JV, the coaches have not prepared you properly to win that game.
What are you talking about? They played all their backups. They did play the JV.
Well, what happened? They came close to beating you, you moron.
Matter, but they won. Like, the team wasn't all in. We didn't even run our offense. We didn't even run our regular offense with our quarterback. We played
Andy.
To protect him and get him through that game healthy. We didn't play. I got a redhead for you.
No, hold on a minute, Andy. I just want you to say, I mean, you sound, your voice is a little off. It sounds like you need to drink a little more of the Kool-Aid. So take another swig of the Kool-Aid and then give me your redhead.
I got my redhead, but like I said.
Who you
Jonathan Gannon is going to be a head coach next year.
I hope so. He is not a redhead. I cannot take that, Andy. Uh-huh. Do you have a redhead?
Juliana Moore is my redhead.
Juliana Moore is nice. I love her.
You are a fan.
Love her.
I hate this. Oh, well, they treated it like a preseason game. No, they did not.
They coached poorly.
They coached bad.
If you had an easy opponent and you made the game tough, your coaches didn't do a good job. Steichen dialed up 9 passes with a guy that my head coach said his arm hurt like hell. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And the defense gave up 16 points in the last 22 minutes to the third string quarterback. That is not good coaching.
I'm a firm believer in, you know, erase all possibilities of thinking you can win.
I'll tell you this, believer
in that.
The Eagles would be in a lot better shape, in my mind and the mind of many fans, if they just blacked these games out the way they used to. If you never saw the games, you would not see what we see. That's the difference. When we come back, we'll bring an expert on, our good friend, Ricky Ricardo. 215.